direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I know this is the highlight of everyone's week when you tune in and you huddle around your. I like to imagine you guys just sitting at home. You have this on your like some kind of old Victrola, you know, with a horn coming out of the top.
Soaking in a bubble bath.
Everybody's gathered around,
there's,
you know,
candles.
A fire, just listening to my voice, like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, just
hot cocoa,
just wafting out of that
having a beautiful Mario
machine.
Fireside chat.
Yeah, and just listening to the sound of the voice and of my sonorous tones, and just my voice just washes you away on a wave. Wave of relaxation. So you're not thinking about the fact that we're all going to die from the Ebola virus pretty soon, or anything like that. You know, you're not thinking about your troubles of the world, how you really haven't met any of the goals you set for yourself when you were younger, and you know, the end is fading fast. Well, you know, that's actually what I do. So forget it. Forget I mentioned any of this, guys. Welcome to the Superiority Complex.
Oh my God. What a start.
Right? I'm on a roll.
I feel so sad now.
We have a full studio today. So originally our guest today was to be the wonderful, I don't even know how to introduce this cat, but he's a man, you know, he's a young man, but he's an old soul, and, you know, star of football field, star of Yu-Gi-Oh champion, and by football I mean football, star [S2] Jeez. [S1] of many a Yu-Gi-Oh tournament, ladies man, all around raconteur. It's my nephew, Joseph, everybody. Everybody say hi to Joseph.
What's up, everybody? I never thought I'd hear ladies' man and Yu-Gi-Oh! Champion.
Yeah, yeah.
In the same
I don't
sentence.
Know. See, you're the only one that can make that work. You're the only one I know that does that.
Because if they don't, you banish them to the shadow realm.
Now, before we get to that sexy voice you just heard, my current co-pilot for the summer. You know what? Here's the thing. We were trying to figure out what to call you, Caitlin.
Yeah.
You are.
I don't need to be labeled.
But you are the special guest star. That's what you are. You're special guest star. But you're like, you guys don't know this. But in season one of Mission Impossible, way back in the 60s, which ran concurrently with Star Trek, which we're going to talk about, Martin Landau never had a contract. And so every week, even though he was on every episode, he was always billed as the special guest star. So that's your role.
Okay.
How's that?
I'll take it.
You like
anything, yeah.
Our special guest this week, Martin Landau, everybody. All right, now. Now, we have a full studio today, sharing a microphone, because I should have brought an extra one in. We had a spot here. But it's okay. We'll figure it out. Sharing a mic. Gentlemen, would you introduce yourselves? These are part of Joseph brought his entourage today, his posse. What do you guys like to be called? His posse, hype men?
My hype men, definitely.
The hype.
This right here is the Blue Corsair.
The Blue Corsair. I love it. Giving each other pirate names. All right.
Hey, guys. I'm the Blue Corsair, also known as Tyler.
Yeah. Can we follow you on Twitter at the Blue Corsair?
Yes, you can.
There you go. Beautiful. All right. That's great.
He comes with his own advertisements.
That's beautiful. What about you? Who are you, young man?
Oh, Mario. You know me. I'm Michael.
Yeah, but listen, people know you from Undercity Chaos.
Oh,
they don't know you
what
from
is, what
this
are you
is this
about?
Is the Superiority Complex.
What is Overworld Madness? What?
This is an actual podcast. Okay. So please, for those listening, I'm kidding.
Burn.
Of course, I kid.
I kid.
Go ahead. What? Please tell us. Give us your credentials. Your name and your credentials.
Oh, well, I graduated top of my class in Yale, and I went to graduate school in Princeton.
Princeton. The hallowed institution. Princeton. Yep.
I'm not so convinced.
Princeton. Everybody there is really fussy. All right,
yeah.
Now.
I don't know.
You just imagine a lot of cats loose on campus.
Jeez.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. So we have a lot to talk about, but I haven't let anybody know what we're going to talk about. So I have a list of, I actually made a list of topics, Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin's not even paying attention. First,
I am listening to you.
First and foremost, we're going to bore a lot of you and some of you in the studio, perhaps. But we want to talk about something, a momentous occasion that happened this weekend. A momentous occasion.
Occasion?
Banking?
Banking.
Well, first of all, we got to talk about, we got to make, before that we get to that, another thing happened this weekend, and that is the beloved Dodgers of Los Angeles swept the hated Giants of
I heard.
San Francisco.
My favorite part of the whole weekend was the photo that you posted on Facebook of the broom and
oh,
the Giants hat.
Gold.
And I was like, touche.
Caitlin is a Giants fan.
I'll take it. You know what though? I'm not into baseball like I used to.
Listen,
so I feel
don't.
Like it's,
I wouldn't
like it's...
be either if that happened to me. That would kill my spirit too. So just so we know, I want to get everybody. I'll give you guys a little thing. A little. You guys can listen to this story too, since you're in the studio. But our friend Chris Graham, who was directed a film called Noble Fur. The lead actor in his in the movie Noble Fur, which was playing at the Pan Pacific Film Festival here in L.A. over the weekend. His lead actor was nominated for a Best Actor. He did not win, unfortunately, but Richard and Chris were both of our guests. Chris is a great guy, and I can't wait to see his movie. Hopefully, I'll be able to see it soon. I didn't get out to the festival, but
that's awesome.
What Chris did, being the stand-up guy that Chris is Chris nominated our podcast to be recognized by the Pan Pacific Film Festival. And while we did not win, and with no advertising, because he told me about it, and it had already taken place. We reached the top three,
which is amazing.
You guys, which is amazing.
Yeah. Out of four people,
considering it is a Christian film festival,
I know.
And we have been known to let slip, a racy topic or two, or maybe a swear word. But we tend to keep it pretty. We tend to keep it pretty family friendly.
Then how do we advertise our podcast now? And we say like, Jesus ranks us third.
That was so Northern California liberal, like just blasphemous. I will say,
Christians love our podcast.
I will say, we are almost an award-winning podcast, is what I will say for now. An almost award-winning
almost
podcast.
Award-winning. I like that though.
I think we should just start accepting donations and talking about how family friendly
we are right before we drop an F-bomb or talk about how I hate white people. Now, I'm in a room full of them. I have to be really nice today. Okay, so
Half a friend with Marky.
Another thing I want to start doing is start having unofficial sponsors for the show. And it'll be like a thing where our unofficial sponsor today, it means they're not paying me to advertise and, you know, we're not getting any money, but it might be someone who has a business or something our unofficial advertiser, our main unofficial advertiser is Undercity Comics here, who provide us this wonderful, wonderful podcast space. What do you guys think of this space?
This place is so tight.
Yeah, it's okay. It's good.
I will fight you.
The tiniest voice possible. Who the hell is that?
Now I know why you sat across from Joseph, because you know you're going to get smacked. Like at one point, he's going to reach across.
I'm going to pull Mr. Fantastic, bro.
please visit Undercity Comics. There are two locations to serve you, one in East Whittier on First Avenue and one here in Uptown in Philadelphia. On Philadelphia, there's another place on Greenleaf. Don't go there. West Philadelphia, born and raised. The playground where I spent most of my days. I couldn't not comment on it. You threw it out there. I had to go after it. I couldn't just let it lie.
Mario takes the gold.
So this week's unofficial sponsor, our friend Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane has a website called pkprops.com. And what Patrick does is you can order kits through Patrick, or he will create them for you where he does replica movie props. And I will show you guys a picture later. He did a replica of the Han Solo blaster. Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing work. So
awesome.
This week's episode brought to you by courtesy of PK Props. Check it out at pkprops.com. How did you guys greet each other when you saw each other today?
We hugged.
You guys hugged?
We gave a very loving embrace.
Yes, everybody loved it. And let me, there's a reason I'm asking. As I was just kind of, at the end of the night, I like to, you know, scroll through my Kindle. You know, sometimes I'll read a book. Sometimes I'll just see, you know, what's on, you know, when I don't want to watch TV right before I go to sleep, you know, I'll read something. I'm trying to read Game of Thrones right now, but it's so distracting because I already know what happens, and I'm just trying to get to the parts that I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah.
how I felt when I saw the first two seasons.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let me start the books. And I was like, oh, God, okay, I get it. Okay.
I know what's I get it. Happen. It's cold.
Okay.
It's
I get it.
Just go faster, just, okay? Like,
it's so hard for me just to not skip any chapter involving Catelyn Stark.
Oh, my God.
Really? You because, don't like, you're not a big I fan of Cat? Them.
Oh, no. Gods, no.
Because I saw
gods,
them.
When
I
gods, no. Like, gods,
Battlestar
no.
Galactica.
And then don't even get me started on the Grey Woman. And as soon as the Grey Woman, spoiler alert, you hear about that, I was just like, just let her die.
No, spoiler
honestly,
alert.
After seeing the first two seasons, then I started reading it. Every time I got to Catelyn's chapters, I was just like, okay, there we go. And then,
really?
And then it would be like Catelyn, and then Sansa, I'd be like...
All right,
cool.
I want to pull like a senior English class.
That's such a great yeah. sound effect for the book going.
For not caring about a book.
But you're right, those chapters drag, and they're the longest chapters
oh
in the books.
God,
like they need to just make a spark notes just for those chapters.
I'll read the rest of the book. Just
Catelyn complains.
You know what they
yells,
should do? Like for the Kindle the version, end. They should just do like an audible, like each of those chapters is an audible, and it's just a guy giving you the recap. Catelyn got a throat cut. Like,
no
big deal.
And then moving on to the Catelyn chapter. Well, things happened. Yes. Rob did a few things in the fighting in the war. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, moving on to Tyrion. Okay.
Back to Tyrion and back to the voice in your own head. But the reason I asked how you guys greeted each other was because they did an informal study. And it's kind of obvious if you're a germaphobe like me. But they did a study. They realized that they analyzed people who shake hands mm-hmm. versus like a high five versus like a fist bump. And the fist bump... will give you a handshake can pass up to five times the amount of germs than a fist bump can. So our president, President Obama,
is
on the
a dirty
head,
man.
No, he's not. He fist bumps everybody.
Oh,
he fist bumps everybody. Speaking of which, shout out to our friend Sadie, who we mentioned, whose grandfather did some of the music for Star Trek. She's at Canner's Deli last week. President Obama said hi to her and her kid.
Wow.
Even if you didn't vote for the guy. It's the president of the United States.
Yeah.
You know
awesome.
What I mean? You got
That's
to meet the president.
Cool.
And
That's
he,
amazing.
And he fist bumped.
If you didn't vote
he
for him
her?
And you met him, would you say, hey, I didn't vote for you?
No. I think meeting somebody, because I've met people that I didn't necessarily think were all that great, but they're famous, and you just kind of get swept up in it. You're like, wow, you really do look like this person. Or you really, you know what I mean? I think you just get caught up in the moment. I think people that really do something like that, who can mock, like, they'll go like, okay, you know, I don't like Sarah Palin, but I wouldn't heckle her at like a, you know what I mean? At like an event, you know what I mean?
I think knowing me, I would just like, my mouth would just mess up and I'd be like, hey, oh my God, hey, I didn't vote for you. Oh God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he's the president. Who cares? You'd
Obama's
be like, that's
cool.
Fine. I
no,
still
I
made
just,
it.
I would just end up dead in my bed 2 days later.
Why?
Secret Service?
They don't care. You can say that. I think you can say...
there are worse things.
I think if you say, hey, I dream about assassinating you every
yeah.
night, that probably...
That might be an issue.
Lucid.
That
yeah.
might be an
no,
issue.
But I think that...
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, right? That will get you... I think that'll get you in trouble. But no, I think it's... I mean, you know, I think that's amazing. That's awesome.
So, that's super cool.
Fist bumped, and he was really nice to her... to her daughter, and they were just really cool. And I didn't follow up on the story, but she took some pictures and posted on Instagram, and then she got contacted by some of the news agencies that wanted to like publish the picture. So I don't know what happened there. But shout out to Sadie, who got to meet the president. Not only did she meet the president, she greeted him in the most hygienic manner possible. So
she was a fist bump.
Kudos to you. But imagine, dude, so they did the way they did the study was they had people put rubber gloves on, and then they stuck their hands in like a solution that had germs that were inert.
Yeah.
But then they like shook each other. They did each one. But I think they were like E. coli germs. They were like dead E. coli germs.
Jesus,
that is not
five times more. Five times more. More likely to pass something on via handshake.
Ew.
Yeah. Think about that.
Might
so,
as well kiss a stranger.
Why don't we? Why don't we do that?
Let's just all start kissing. In better news, right?
I'm okay with
talking
that.
Talking about celebrities, Britney Spears was at Disneyland the other day.
What? Who cares?
I care a lot.
You've got to get over this Britney thing.
Do you know who's always at Disneyland and I have yet to see him?
Drake Bell.
Drake Bell. You want to know something also funny? Drake Bell is so poor right now.
Didn't he file for like bankruptcy or something?
He did.
Drake Bell is so poor.
it's hilarious. He's like so poor right now, and he's desperately trying to push the third, another movie with him and Josh Peck. He's like, yeah, totally. Let's get this on board. And
how do you know he's broke?
Why? Oh, he filed for bankruptcy a few months ago. And then Josh Peck was asked, he's like, hey, do you want to do a movie with him? He's like, nah.
How old is Drake Bell?
He's like 20-something.
He's 23.
Didn't he just like release an album or something too, though?
That was a couple months ago.
Like, why? How does he have no money?
It's not getting sales.
That's a lot of – but you know what? That's a lot to handle at a young age. Like, if somebody handed you guys $1 million, how long do you think you could make it last?
Oh, like 2 seconds?
A couple months.
I'd probably just
– yeah, right?
I'd buy, like, 20 Ferraris.
Yeah, you would just be like – you would be insanely dumb with the money.
I've had, like, every Yu-Gi-Oh deck imaginable and a badass car. And yeah. That's about it.
And that's it. And
that's really sad.
And you'd just be like –
sad 2 weeks later.
Right?
Exactly.
You'd be crashing on your friend's couches like, bro, I'll give you a ride to work in my Ferrari. Just like, give me a place to sleep.
A bed out of the cards.
Oh my God.
Just sleep on the cards.
That's why if I ever win the lottery, I'm going to buy a Winnebago first, so I'll always have a place to live. After I crap out the money and I'm just buying, like, it'll be full of Star Wars collectibles and Doctor Who stuff and comics, but at least I'll have a place to live.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Or I'll build a house out of just comic books.
Out of comic books?
Just, yeah. I'll buy Silver Age comic books that people want. I'll be like, suck it, nerds.
Such a fire hazard. Such a fire hazard.
Amazing fantasy.
And then when you're bored, you'll just smoke on the porch and then throw the cigarette on your house and be like, have a catch fire. Like, what are you doing?
That reminds
squandering my wealth.
That reminds me of my daughter loves, she's obsessed with Minecraft videos. And we were watching one. It's an older one, but it's a classic. And it's the guy that had the huge house that was built entirely of wood. And he goes to build a fireplace and his fire and the whole thing comes off.
Oh, my God.
And he's just screaming the whole time. He's like, no!
Did you – there's this video on YouTube. Any of you guys know
so awesome.
Team Fortress?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so this you know the spy, how it can basically – make itself any other
Team Fortress is a game that was bundled with Half-Life back in the day, and it's basically two sides, and they fight it over a map.
It's so entertaining.
But this one guy, he's the medic, and he's healing this spy, and he's like, he's running up to the base, and he's like, what are you, like, because he thinks he's one of the team members, and he's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Kill him! Oh my God, you're a spy! And then he just gets killed by everyone.
Oh my God!
Do that voice again.
What's what voice? The spy one? Oh no, the guy.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Oh my God, you're a spy!
That's perfect.
Beautiful. I can't. The reason I got distracted there is I got like 5 texts in a row. My phone just blew up all at once. So I'm obviously in demand.
Who was it?
No.
What's her name?
You don't need to worry about
What's her name?
Saw this concubine.
Jake from State Farm.
Oh, well, what are you wearing? Jake from State Farm.
That Packies? Commercial is so dumb.
But I love it.
I hate that commercial.
We hate it.
She sounds hideous. Well, she is because.
She's a man.
A guy.
Yeah.
She couldn't tell when she got on the phone that it was a dude on the other end.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
Mario, it's 2:30 in the morning.
She could
She's
just
groggy.
Be. Women are crazy. I'm so glad I'm not a woman.
You are a woman. You know what though? I will tell you one thing about you, Caitlin. You make me feel. You make me feel like a natural woman.
That is the nicest thing that anyone has ever said to me.
Does that mean she doesn't shave her armpits? Why are they all looking at me?
I don't know. Who are those people?
They just wait. Did you see that? I was just dismissed like this.
Do you even know who he is?
That's Faustino.
Oh.
That's Faustino over there. Everybody wave to Faustino.
Hey.
Faustino usually runs the tech in here, but Daddy doesn't need any help. You know what I mean?
That's probably why he gave that wave. He's like,
Daddy, here comes Victoria. Oh, no, there goes Victoria.
Psych.
Okay, guys. Let me ask you guys this. So
yes.
Comic-Con was over. Did you guys go to Comic-Con? Did you... catch up on any Comic-Con? Did you follow the Comic-Con news?
You know, I did follow, and I wanted to cry afterwards.
Why? What's wrong? What was the big news for you?
I'm a huge fan of Geek and Sundry and whatnot, mm-hmm. and Felicia Day shared her entire schedule and everything. It's like, let's do some greet and meets, and I'm like, I can't go to Comic-Con.
Why didn't you go?
I have
never been.
The money, bro.
Bruh. First of all, it's bruh.
Tickets, money, like, bruh. The first couple minutes they go
yeah,
out.
Yeah, if you don't get them within the first 6 bruh. Minutes, you will... basically knock it.
It's also Hollywood runs it now. It's not a comic book convention anymore. It's all movie
yeah,
stuff
it's just
now.
Pop culture now. Marvel
it's all
pop culture.
It's all, which we've talked about on the show many, many times, how geek culture is now pop culture, which is awesome and bad terrible at the same time, because it's just like when your favorite band, you know, it's the old.
I like this, that geek has become cool, but I don't like that it's become to the point where people who aren't, actually don't know it, are like, oh yeah, I'm a nerd. Look at me with my fake glasses.
No, you're not. You didn't have to. The struggle was real. But I've told Caitlin this before. When you used to, you know, when it was like people, you would get called out for reading comic books, or you would get threatened or beat up, and it's like now all these kids can just walk around with a backpack and nobody gives them any guff. I think it's awesome, but at the same time, I'm like, you don't know. You didn't have to struggle.
Yeah.
You just go to Hot Topic and pick a shirt right off the rack.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no.
I'd have to send in self-addressed stamped envelopes.
Like I said, it's nice and it's cool, but at the same time, it's like... You're not really...
I think the craziest part is that like those times where like you got picked on for being a nerd was like really not that long ago. Like when I was in elementary school, I used to get made fun of for playing card games or reading comic books or... just any of that stuff by my own friends who are still friends with me today, but now it's like...
But now you can beat them up so they give you some respect.
Basically.
It's kind of funny, too, when people, like, tease you about something and then all of a sudden they just, like, you know, years later, like, oh, yeah, no, I'm a part of it, too. It's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
what a jerk.
It's just...
Angry geeks. That's what we're calling this segment.
Yeah, it's like... cool to be a nerd, and it's weird.
It's cool. I mean, there are advantages. I mean, there are great things about it. Like I was telling, I talked about this with Victoria when she was on. Like for my daughter, it's awesome because now she just has all this stuff. She knows there's other girls out there, and with the advent of the internet and things like that, she knows there's other little girls that are into Minecraft and into the same things that she's into. You know,
I think more nowadays, little girls have interests that are more similar to boys than they used
to. Lego. My daughter loves Lego, whereas.
I think there's, like, a bit of a double standard there, though, because, I mean, you could label, like, I mean, as bad as it sounds, like, a lot of people stereotype comic books and action figures as boy things, and, like, when a girl does those things, like, that's awesome, and that's cool, and that's really just cool to see, but then, like, if a boy was to go play with Barbie dolls or something, like, we'd be like, what's wrong with this kid?
Yeah.
Even though, like...
I used to play with Barbies in that they would get captured by Cobra. And then Han Solo would lead a team of G.I. Joes.
That is so cool.
Wait, is this a true story?
What? This is how you play with Barbies.
This is how you play with Barbies.
This is how a boy plays with Barbies.
Well, but then remember, all your action figures are like, you know, 3 inches tall, and you got a Barbie that's like a, you know, five, you know, 6 to 8 inches tall, and you're like, oh my God, she's a giant.
You know how you
she's
should really mutant. Play with Barbies? Recreate that scene from Small Soldiers. Does this dress make me look fat? No, nobody. Where they bring the dolls to life.
I remember her that.
Oh my God!
Don't help him
so
out.
Creepy.
Dead
I'm sorry,
silence.
I'm sorry, just kidding.
Listen,
dead silence.
Dead silence is the only thing that's going to teach him not to.
So ready, go.
Dead. Wasn't that awkward?
This is how awkward you made us all feel.
See, thanks.
This is how we all
I forgot who were the voices.
I still cherish that movie.
Who were the voices in Small?
That's
an early role for Kirsten Dunst, I believe, is in that movie.
It is.
Tommy Lee Jones isn't he one of the voices of the, or who?
Yes, yes.
I can't remember
of their commander.
I don't remember. I don't know. I just that was one of those movies that would pop up on cable all the time. There was like a good 5-year stretch where it was just on all the time.
Dude, I owned a VHS of that thing. It was amazing.
VHS.
Oh God. The good old
days.
Video.
That was the definition of the struggle.
VHS versus beta. That predates you. VHS, man. Those were the days. I think of all the movies, I used to go into like Tower Records and just buy VHS movies. Then I replaced them all with DVDs.
And now Blu-ray.
I don't buy a lot of Blu-ray because everything's available on streaming now.
Dude, I remember when portable CD players were just the thing.
Yeah.
Those were so tight.
Portable Walkman.
Oh,
I had
Walkman?
One. The CD Walkman.
I had a lime green one. What a...
Wow.
I don't think I was too young to have one. I wasn't allowed to.
You guys really grew up kind of with... I mean, all of your teenagers, you already had MP3s. That was it.
Remember?
I remember
that's
first time
I
saw an
so
iPod
long.
Was, I think, 7th grade.
Jesus.
Yeah. 7th grade was the first iPod, but that thing was huge.
Yeah.
It was like a whole block.
Yeah. Yeah, it was insane. And I see them now, and I'm like, ooh.
I still like the iPod with the wheel.
And when it broke, I would just throw it on the ground, and it would work again.
I had one that finally died. It lasted me for about four or five years.
Shoot.
And I miss carrying that much music. Now I just stream it, but
mm-hmm.
now it's data plans.
I have all my music on my phone. So
like, well, you like three Spotify songs, right?
Yeah.
On what?
On Spotify.
Yeah.
I just make it available offline. Who cares?
I use Google Music. Yeah. Same thing. Yep. Yeah. Same thing.
I remember back when I was in elementary school that we read an article. It's like you shouldn't ever use or listen to like MP3 players. If you put headphones on, you're gonna ruin your ears. And I was like, I'm never gonna get one. I don't want to damage my ears. And like 2 years later, I got an iPad.
Like, my God,
what happened to that?
What little kid is worried about their health? That's a ridiculous.
My daughter would read something like that and never put headphones on again. But we seriously, they were saying that years before. They said that about Walkman when we had our little cassette players.
And now everyone's brains are going to get cancer because of cell phones. So
yeah, we're all going to die. We're all going to get Ebola.
We're all going to die eventually.
Ebola's coming.
Let's talk about this.
There's a huge Ebola outbreak in Africa.
Yeah.
And it's spreading beyond borders. And now one of the leading doctors who was there helping patients, because it spread from, I forgot where it originated, but it spread into Liberia and they haven't had any experience with it. And it's incurable. It's a virus. And it's extremely degenerative, and it works extremely quickly, and also it's very painful. It's a painful, awful way to die. And so one of the doctors who was there helping Liberians, like kind of, you know, they were taking care of people and stuff, he contracted it. And now an American doctor who was there, he was there helping, he's contracted it.
Did he come back to the States?
No. Holy he's there. Crap. He's there now, and the first doctor died.
Holy
and he's
kidding
now
me?
This other the other doctor's fighting for his life, but now they've quarantined everybody, and now it's just, I mean, but it's literally anybody gets on a plane and they gets out, or they got out without being diagnosed, they're now going to spread it to wherever they go. So it's a huge, it's like a very, very sensitive, so by the time you hear this, you could be dead, because this isn't coming out for 2 weeks.
Zombie apocalypse, everyone.
That's crazy.
No, this is coming out next week. Wait, when is this coming out? This will be out the first week of August.
That just makes me extremely uncomfortable to continue living.
Well,
I'm just going to hide in my house.
We all got to
the end of my day.
Just fist bump everybody.
Yeah.
The eventuality of death. Might as well just die now.
It's just I'm not necessarily afraid to die. I just don't want to go out in a
painful.
In a
Is
painful.
It, does all of your joints lock up? Or
I
something,
don't know.
Or what?
I do not know. Can somebody Google the?
I don't know about you guys, but I'm going out fighting a dragon.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Yeah. What is it? Ebola?
Mm?
Ebola.
Ebola.
It's not E. coli. It's
E. coli. I know that's the E. coli and Ebola mixed. It's like combined. Ebola and E. coli.
Yeah. If anything,
you would get.
If I go out, I'm going down like I'm going out like a like an like a South Orange County married couple.
Pulling up my internet on my phone. Actually, I watched a YouTube video yesterday called "The Best Songs of 2003."
Mm-hmm.
You cannot imagine.
The
incredibleness of this video.
You know what I can't imagine?
There was just a lot of Sean Paul.
Ugh. Do you know what I can't imagine?
That man is amazing.
Yes.
I imagine all the people.
Go on. Ebola virus.
Here we go. We're getting some info on the Ebola virus. Everybody's frantically searching their phone.
Coming straight to you from the
podcast. I'm Snapchatting. That makes you
feel better. You're Snapchatting the Ebola virus?
So, okay.
That's what we need.
Ebola virus disease is the human disease caused by the Ebola virus. Symptoms typically start 2 days to 3 weeks after contracting the virus with a fever, throat and muscle pains, and headaches. There is then typically nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, along with decreased functioning of the liver and kidneys. God, your body just fails.
Your body shuts down. Yeah.
At this point, some people begin to have problems with bleeding. The disease is usually acquired when a person comes into contact with the blood or bodily fluids of an infected animal, such as a monkey or a fruit bat. Very specific.
Yeah.
Fruit bats are believed to carry and spread the virus without being affected by it. Once infection,
bastards.
We should just all be bats. Let's just all become vampires.
Or the Batman.
It was Batman Day last week.
Yeah.
This is very ironic.
Coincidence?
It's coincidence.
I think not.
Not irony. Not irony.
But kind of irony.
No.
This is terrible.
Batman gave us all
a Okay, power. Continuing. Once infection of a human occurs, the disease may be spread from one person to another. People who survive may be able to transmit the disease sexually for nearly 2 months.
Whoa.
To make the diagnosis, typically other diseases with similar symptoms such as malaria, cholera?
Cholera.
Mm-hmm.
I like
cholera. I don't know what that is.
Cholera is another disease.
It's bad, bad
thing. Really bad?
Yeah.
And other viral fever diseases are first excluded.
Cholera, there are cholera outbreaks, but we have like treatment for cholera. Yeah. There's no treatment for Ebola.
Better not mess with me. I'm going to release my Ebola fruit bats
on you. If you survive it, you can't have sex for 2 months.
That's the least of your worries. If you survive Ebola.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I like how they say, like, bleeding becomes a problem for people. Like, when was bleeding ever not a problem for you?
So how long has Ebola been around? Like,
The first outbreak was, I want to say, maybe about 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it a big issue then, or were they able to get it under control?
Yeah, they were able to keep it under control, but it has happened a couple times since. There have been outbreaks.
Jeez. What gets it started again? I guess just an infected monkey or a fruit bat. Someone just starts making out with a fruit bat, and you know, game over.
That's how AIDS started.
You've wiped out the entire human population. Somebody made out with a fruit bat,
and no pun intended.
But they may have banked.
You guys are so mature. What?
They banked.
Banked. Well, you know, as someone who was around as a little kid, when AIDS really, like, when they started talking about AIDS and, like, they weren't sure how the disease was transmitted, and then I was about 10 or 11, and you were talking about little kids being worried about health. We didn't know. Nobody knew what was going on. Like, people were just dying in huge numbers and dying very painfully. God. And so it is kind of fun. But you know what, guys? We still have our comic books, and we still have Comic-Con to keep us. That's what we're here
for. To keep us alive.
We're here to be sane.
That's all we need.
We're here to keep you guys. We don't want you thinking about the horrible ways you can die. That's the last thing we want you to think about. Your kidneys failing, your body locking up, and you...
Just like melting to the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
We want you to just think about August 1st.
What is August 1st? Is that Guardians of the Galaxy Day?
Heck yeah.
I'm going to pass.
I was going to guess.
I'm kidding.
Don't you dare.
You know what, guys? Let's put a pin in Guardians of the Galaxy, and we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back right after this. Okay, I was just admonished by the guests here that we do not want to talk about diseases anymore. We've depressed Joseph.
Yeah, I'm pretty sad now.
But he's still handsome, so you got that going for you, which is nice.
Even if his life goes all the way into the gutter, he'll
always be glad we're not blood related.
Take out my looks from my Mexican uncle by law.
By law.
Miguel, first of all, Daddy's the host, okay?
Pump the brakes.
No crosstalk, Dad, okay?
I'm sorry.
What were you saying? I'm sorry. I want. You know why? Because everything that falls out of that gaping pie hole of yours is gold, and I don't want to miss out.
I'm sorry, okay?
I don't want to miss out on the gold. What were you saying? Please repeat it.
I don't want you to hit me again.
Please repeat it. I will have Tyler hit you because I'm a gentleman.
Gaping pie hole. I'm still on that. I'm still on the fact that you have a gaping pie hole, not just a pie hole.
I will say to him, Tyler, take care of my light work. And he will deal you a blow with the back of the hand.
Tyler, you can't see it right now, but Tyler's removing his gloves. His white silk gloves.
And taking off his shirt.
We're going to challenge him to a duel.
And slapping his chest.
A duel.
Wait, what?
What's going on?
Listen, guys.
What am I saying? This room is out of nowhere.
All right, Miguel, please repeat yourself.
Oh, I forgot.
All this for nothing.
Damn it, Michael. All right. So we were just saying in hushed tones, the kids from there's a Magic the Gathering podcast that goes on.
Those bastards.
And I think they go on after us, but I don't think they understand that we're here till 2. And so they're outside waiting and they're just, but you know what? We move for no man.
I feel real bad for Victoria right now.
I don't.
You
know? No,
Victoria likes Magic the Gathering.
If Victoria can handle me for an hour, she can handle these guys. They seem like nice kids. But I just feel bad because they're going to sit here and watch us and they're going to be like, what are they talking about? Not realizing that this is probably the greatest 2 hours they're not listening to. Mm-hmm. It's actually not 2 hours. It's more like 90 minutes, but you know.
Yeah, close enough.
We can stretch
it. Close enough.
Tyler, I've just been informed, Tyler is a huge celebrity.
Internet sensation.
He's an internet sensation.
Web designer.
He is the darling of Twitter and Snapchat. and Tinder.
And actually, wait,
website. Wait, seriously?
And
ladies and gentlemen,
tell us about your tell us about your web presence. I have no idea what I'm about to hear. So, what do you do, sir?
I've been on Twitter for a while, and I have a lot of followers because I used to have some involvement with the game MapleStory and a couple of other games as well.
Very nice. And we can find you, and again, give us your Twitter handle.
The Blue Corsair.
Nice.
But dang.
Tell us about the MapleStory website you helped create.
So I've worked with MapleStory for a couple of years. I started playing when the game first came out, and I'm also I interned for the company Nexon for a couple of years, or not for a couple of years, but for a little bit as well. So over the years, I've worked on several different websites, and one of the websites I'm working on right now is a website that basically allows people to access just the entire market of the entire game through their computer, mobile phone, tablets, and everything. And it's kind of like nothing has ever been offered like that before, because like you don't, even if you're not playing the game, you can still be connected with the game and kind of be involved in it. And it's pretty cool.
So basically, there's literally hundreds of people on your page at all times, right?
Yeah, there's hundreds of people on it at any given moment, and we get several thousand people a day. So
and you actually have programs that are able to track this, to my understanding, correct? That's what I've seen.
Everything.
There's always like a couple hundred people on it, like 4 in the morning. And you even make hundreds and hundreds of dollars off of this because you run Google Ads on that page, right?
It makes a decent amount of money, but a decent amount of the money goes to actually run the servers, because it gets so many people that we have to have the state of the art servers to handle everything, and it makes it a lot, but at the end of the day, you don't really get that much out of it.
But and you are one of the how many people behind this who helped create this server?
Just two people.
Just you and one other person literally created this website that hundreds of people are on at basically any time of the day.
Correct.
That's super cool.
That's pretty incredible. And you also work for the city. You run the servers for the city as well of Ranchos Palos Verdes, right?
Yeah, I work...
RPV!
I work in the IT department for the city that I live in, or I used to live in, actually. And I don't really run servers, but I just do everything kind of IT related and so forth. So yeah,
very nice. Thank you for taking over the interview, Joseph. Yeah. That was a good job.
That was impressive.
I think I just found my new co-host.
Got some competition.
So Blue Corsair, tell us about the game MapleStory.
Yeah, I'm curious.
We pretend we don't know, because I don't. And give us the background.
All right. MapleStory is a side-scrolling MMORPG came out, I think, 2005 or 2006. And it's kind of like most other MMORPGs, but it basically allows you to customize your characters to just no extent. You can literally create every little aspect of your character and make it look exactly the way you want. So there's, people make literally characters and videos that are like, you can make any celebrity or any character from like a video game and make it look exactly like that character. So that's one of the things that I've always loved about the game. There are thousands of people that play it. There was more that played in the years ago, and it's kind of died down a little bit, but it's still a great game, and I've been involved in it for a while, so it's definitely worth checking out if you haven't.
I am going to check it out for sure.
So as far as it being an RPG game, like what is, like what are the challenges, or like what is it based off of, like what do you do?
It's based mostly on training. There's boss battles. You can craft your own items. Just basic RPG things. But there's a lot of collaboration within there. Developers are also trying to constantly add more to it. So you can work with parties. There's expeditions. There's a lot of different things. And
that's cool. I was wondering if it had to do with like quest based, or if it was more just like puzzles.
It's actually everything. There's puzzles. Mm-hmm. There's quests. There's training. There's just mini games, everything. It's everything in everything.
By the way, as soon as Caitlin said quest based,
I think we all And it's somewhat of a pretty intimate community in the game, right? Like it's pretty social from what I've heard. Like one of my good friends actually plays, and like he met people that go to a school that he didn't even know play, and it's like they actually like met up in real life, and it's just kind of this really cool social, yet it's like a very relaxed but fun MMO.
That's cool.
I think the game is called MapleStory, so a lot of people say it's your own story, because you can play competitively, you can play really relaxed. Some people literally just will stay in a town and just socialize. Some people, you can create your character just the way you want, so you can make them look exactly like you. So some people just stay in a town and literally will just get on just to talk with other people and socialize, if they can't actually see people in real life. It's kind of like Gaia Online and a lot of those other games. Mm-hmm. It's very similar. But it's just the customization of the game is incredible.
If you don't mind me asking, why is it called MapleStory?
There's a, I think there's definitely some reason for why it was called MapleStory. I don't know exactly, but I think, you know, the major aspect of it is there's a lot of storyline to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like kind of like in League of Legends, there's a lot of different characters you can play as,
yeah.
a lot of different classes, and each okay. class has its own storyline you can go through, and they all, a lot, some of them all kind of intertwined.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a storybook in itself.
Okay.
And you can go through the story, but you also kind of like, it's kind of like your own story as well. And like, when you actually progress through the game, you kind of become one with your character.
It's probably named after the Rush song, The Trees.
That's definitely why.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
That's a pretty sound reasoning right there.
Yeah.
I've been awakened.
Yes.
That's what it is. I hate that song,
cool,
by
I'm going
to
check it out.
No, thank you very much for that. Because that is, I did not know you were bringing a heavy hitter, Joseph.
I did bring. I only bring.
Well,
it's
no, you,
my posse.
Well, you brought Michael, so
these are my hype men.
You brought Mike, so
aww.
He's. I mean, you know,
he is a heavy hitter.
All right, I'll just go sell bread.
Michael is awesome. When we were helping Joseph's dad move, Michael provided some much needed comic relief, because that move was brutal. That was rough.
Sucked. And you know what? I get to do it all over again.
There was a lot of.
You know what?
There
I
was
loved,
a lot
I
of.
I love when I took obviously the lightest bags. It was your father's clothes, and what happened? It just
the bag.
That's
just,
right.
Honestly, just gave up, and everything fell on the floor.
My brother-in-law's underwear all over the apartment complex.
Classic.
It was beautiful.
My luggage didn't zip right in the airport, and I picked up my bag, and all my belongings spilled out onto the airport floor, including my hairbrush and underwear,
mess, huh?
And everyone was like, "Oh shoot!" No one really did anything about it though.
Here we go.
And then you picked it up, and you just looked like you woke up from a bad hangover.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really embarrassing. No. I was like, I started talking to myself. I was like, it's okay, everybody. I got it. It's fine.
You're talking yourself through it. We're going to be okay. We're going to
be
okay.
Everyone just saw my underwear. It's fine.
When I was on vacation in Hawaii, there was a woman. I thought she was on the phone in an earpiece. Uh-huh. And I just hear her going, oh, I can't believe she would say something. I just cannot believe. No, why would she talk to me that way? Why would she talk to me that way? That's it. We're getting out of the pool. She turns around, no earpiece.
Oh my god.
She's talking
we're
to
getting
me.
Out of,
we are getting
we are getting out of the pool.
Swear to god.
She's probably got some symbiote in her right now.
Symbiote. Get me to some church bells. Get me to the church on time. Here we go. There is unrest in the forest. There's trouble with the trees. For the maples want more sunlight, and the oaks ignore their pleas. The trouble with the maples, and they're quite convinced they're right, they say the oaks are just too lofty and grab up all the light. But the oaks can't help their feelings if they like the way they're made, and they wonder why the maples can't be happy in their shade.
Mm.
That's Canadian poetry right there from Rush.
Yes, it is.
And
that's
if
extremely
you
Canadian.
Made it through that without putting a gun in your mouth, then congratulations and welcome back to the podcast.
I made it
close
that.
To it.
I actually,
there you go. Yeah. So that's where we get the origin
the
of the MapleStory game. I don't know. That's true. I'm just making that up.
I think you should adopt that,
I
actually.
Think that's what it is.
Would you hate me, Mario, if I said I actually like that song?
No. You know what? Rush is technically, they're great. I think they're technically a great band. It's just not my cup of tea.
Technically.
No, they are. I mean, they're incredible musicians, but they're also Canadian. We can't ever let that go or be forgiven.
In other words, he hates them.
Never mind. I think I'm going to have to pull out of the Rush Brigade. I'm not yet another
you didn't know they were Canadian?
Understand.
Let's talk about, okay, so first of all, on the plus side for Canada, Shatner.
Definitely.
That's a plus.
Agreed.
On the negative side, Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey.
He was great once.
Bieber.
That's
Bieber's
true.
Canada, right?
Bieber. That's a huge
anti-Bieber.
Celine Dion. Celine Dion.
Yeah. I would say she was a float. She floats in the middle.
Yeah.
Floats. Think, very good. Good.
She's
good
a point. Little floating.
She's a floater.
Floater. We got a floater. And then what about, what else you got? You got
Drake.
Is Drake?
Drake is from Canada, I'm pretty sure.
Robin Thicke's dad is from Canada. I don't know if Robin Thicke is. So that's it.
We
can curse Robin Thicke for that.
That's
he
right.
Created
your
Robin
father
Thicke.
Came here
yeah.
and seated
and
you, so
and brought
so,
you.
But you know what's great? You know what Robin Thicke did give us? He gave us Word Crimes by Weird Al Yankovic, which if you haven't heard is amazing. So something good came out of it after all. You know, you gotta really reach that silver lining.
Yeah. Word crimes?
Well, yeah.
Is it brightness in the darkness based off of thick?
It's based. We'll review it this week. It'll be my album of the week. We'll talk about word crime. And then we have, of course, Kids in the Hall, which that goes on the plus side for Canadians.
How about Dead Mouse?
No, I'm gonna say definitely negative.
You know what? I'll put that in the ambivalent pile.
It's kind of like floating, but it's kind of floating negatively a little.
What is it? What would it be?
I would say it's under Celine Dion, but above Justin Bieber.
Oh, everything.
That's the worst. That is the worst menage a trois.
Justin Bieber is not quite Celine Dion.
That's just the worst.
He is a one.
Juxtaposition possibly be in.
Yeah. By the way, somebody said when you were talking about the game earlier, and you were saying it was just like relaxed. So we were saying it was relaxed. Relax Atmosphere needs to be the name of the next game you create, Taylor. I want you to create a game called Relax Atmosphere. It's a bunch of your little.
I will for you, Mario.
Your little avatar just goes to a lounge and hangs out, just listens to some Sade and then just hangs
it's
out.
It's like your first quest is hit on girl at bar, buy her drink successfully.
So you mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, I did mention Guardians of the Galaxy.
Are you guys pumped for this film?
I am so pumped.
I know Caitlin has no idea.
Literally zero things about the comic books, but all I know is there's
such a good actor to play Star-Lord.
The guy from I can't think of his name. I just blanked.
So did I.
The kid from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, he's so hilarious.
Chris Pratt. Yeah. You don't like him?
You don't like him?
I don't like Marky right now.
Why?
What's wrong?
He talks over people.
Yeah.
That's Miguel, by the way.
Miguel.
That's what I started calling him the day of the move, and I haven't stopped. It will always be his name. What do you look, Joseph? Are you looking forward to the old Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I know literally zero things about the comic books, mm-hmm. but all I know is that there's a raccoon who blows stuff up, yeah, and that's Rocket. All I need.
That's the only thing you really need to know. I think
one thing I love. I went to Disney and I saw the extended trailer that they have there, mm-hmm. and like it was hilarious. You saw like the first couple minutes of like the trailer where he's on the planet where he's getting the orb, the relic, and everything, and he just plays his character so well. He comes in there, he's like happy-go-lucky. He's like, he's this this like treasure hunter, mm-hmm. and he's just having fun with it. And like, it just, it feels so good, like, to see a character like that. Like,
yeah,
he's not taking this spin where it's like, I'm so dark and brooding. And, you know? But yeah, and it's really cool.
Which I think that's always the advantage that Marvel kind of has over DC, where a lot of their guys aren't brooding, or aren't too serious. Maybe Captain America's a little serious, but everybody, Spider-Man always has fun with it. Mm-hmm. They all do. And I think we're at a point now where we have it's amazing that that Marvel can roll out a title like Guardians of the Galaxy, which not a lot of people know about, and it's gaining huge buzz, and people are waiting for it. You know what I mean? People are excited. Mm-hmm. Are you pumped for it, Caitlin?
I'm excited for raccoons who blow shit up.
Blue Corsair, what are you? Are you pumped?
I'm pumped.
Oh, that was such a deep voice right there.
All right, and then Brosif, what do you think?
Guardians?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm really excited.
He gives it a 9.5 out of 10.
9.5.
All right. Excellent. Here's what we're going to do. El Bobo just walked in the room, and I mentioned to Miguel, and I mentioned to Tyler, that if Bobo gets here, they are off the show.
Oh, okay.
You've been replaced. Next.
And I always stick to my guns, but you will be back in a little bit. We're going to have Bobo come in and sit down, and we're going to talk about some things. But before we go, real quick, next week, next month, not next month, next year, the big fight is going to be Captain America 3 versus Batman and Superman. Batman versus Superman. Both have kind of cut out the same release date, and neither of them wants to blink. What are your predictions?
Captain America 3, honestly.
I think Captain America 3 will be the better movie, but I think just because of osmosis.
I was at a friend's party a few days ago, and one of his friends made a really good point. And I think DC might end up making more money off of it, for the simple reason as their fans just want so much. It's like having a crappy girlfriend. She'll cheat on you and break your heart and everything, but you love her and you want her. You're just like, please give me one reason.
Yeah, yeah.
One reason to take you back.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. I think we hope to God that it's a freaking great movie.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why it's going to have more money, but I think Captain America is going to come out on top visually and just story-wise and everything.
They did such a good job with Winter Soldier that's really a step in the right direction for that series. And I mean, I like them both. I think that I would have, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. I think Batman and Superman is going to make more money just because people want to see it, and yeah.
Good. They want it to like end up like doing well. They want DC to give them a reason, you know.
But I just think it's weird that it's supposed to be the sequel to Superman, but everybody's worried about Batman. Batman's getting all the press, and all that good stuff.
Oh, and what's her first name? Gadot. What's her name? Gail Gadot. Was it?
Wait.
Bobo, no.
Where's he going?
I'm going to get him.
Go get him. Caitlin, go get him. Tell him we're ending the segment. Oh. You are terrible at getting.
Oh, my God.
She can't even get him. Oh, my God. Oh, that was awful.
For those of you who didn't see that, she locked the door.
Yelling
and then she couldn't
Bobo.
Unlock it at all.
She's ran down the street yelling Bobo. Amazing. She could not unlock the door, having a little trouble there.
Oh, God.
Bobo's probably in his car.
The funny thing is the door wasn't even locked.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, girls. Ha! Girls
women.
Are dumb.
You know, on the Guardian, on the DC thing, though, I think it's weird they picked for Wonder Woman, honestly.
Yeah, she didn't fit the profile.
One of my favorite YouTubers, she said that she loved her in Fast and Furious 5, I think.
I don't know if that's the.
Sit down in my chair.
She said the reason though is because the way they had her fight was to her body style, and it worked very well.
Here's Bobo, everybody. Bobo, this is my nephew. You've never met my nephew. This is
Hi,
Joseph.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I've never met you. You probably did. You were probably.
You probably when you were a baby. This is Miguel. Really
Miguel, how are you?
Nice to meet
and
you.
This
how
is the blue Corsair.
Blue Corsair.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
The Corsair.
Well,
why
it was
blue. Like sad or just because propensity for blue?
For blue. Yeah.
Awesome. How's it going, man?
What were you saying? Do you have to leave?
Well, I was going to go and get ready for your arrival.
We have movie night tonight. What are we screening?
I was thinking Jurassic Park, that followed by Reefer Madness. Are you recording this?
Yes, it is. Yes, I am.
First Jurassic Park?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We're talking about Batman versus Superman versus Captain America next summer. That's shaping up to be the fight of the summer. Batman versus Superman is going to be released the same day as Captain America 3.
Batman versus Superman, no comparison because they're entirely different. You have to compare Homo sapien to Homo sapien, not to Kryptonian versus Homo sapien. So in that regard, if you were taking a look at Captain America versus Batman, I would probably side with Captain America.
Why is that?
I have to. Because he's genetically engineered and he's pretty strong. Much more so than I think Batman would be.
However,
Batman's intellect would give him a decided advantage. That would be interesting. Kind of see that.
We're just talking about movie as far as movies. Which were you going to see on opening day?
Which one?
Well, they're both being released on the same day: Batman vs Superman, and then Captain America 3.
Really?
Which do you think will take home the?
Captain America. I think probably Captain America because. Well, wait. Will Avengers have come out after or before Captain
I think
America?
It's, when is Avengers coming
Avengers
out?
Avengers is coming out before because Captain America 3 is part of Phase 3.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So when are they going to release Avengers?
Avengers is the end of Phase 2. And I think they're releasing it later on. I can't remember when it
was. Then it would depend on whether or not the Avengers is actually cool or if it sucks. If it sucks, people are going to blow off Captain America.
Good, personally, I think,
so too. You know, Ultron. Who doesn't like Ultron, yeah. Right?
Their Phase 3 sounds amazing, though, honestly.
What do we got for Marvel Phase 3, Miguel?
You have Captain America 3. You have... I know you have Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
You have Doctor Strange.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Doctor Strangelove?
They got Joaquin Phoenix for Doctor Strange.
Are you serious?
Really?
I am serious. He's in Deep Talks for
Deep Talks.
Yeah. It was announced Comic-Con.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. You really did just brush up on Comic-Con.
I brushed up a bit. So he's going to end up being Doctor Strange. I believe if I remember correctly, also there's going to be, I think Black Widow's part of Phase 3.
Excellent.
There's also, they've announced 7 movies for Phase 3. And they have not titled all of them, so...
Beautiful.
So yeah,
Marvel's really done good. Such a great job with their live action movies. It's
yeah, they've got to be stopped.
Now what we're gonna do is here is we're gonna take a quick break and we're gonna get Bobo and we're gonna get Caitlin on the mic and we're gonna get Joseph because what we're gonna do next, it's time, guys, for our weekly Trek Up. So we will be right back. Bobo, you know the episode already.
I sort of do. Yeah.
I
can't say that I don't know it, but I might.
That Shatner is just superb.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, he responded with more Shatner.
Keep talking. That's what I like to hear. If you like Shatner, you should hear my George Takei, because quite frankly, it took me. It was quite difficult for me to get here. I was in Beta Quadrant. I had to fire apart. But I'm happy to report that ship and crew functioned well.
Please let me hear it. Let me hear the oh my.
What? Oh my.
Oh my. Well, you know what, guys? Since you guys are on mic, I will let, Caitlin hasn't heard this yet, but I really want you guys to hear it. So, let me see. Is there another set of headphones here? Is there another headphone there?
Oh, weird. Do you need more headphones?
No, shut up.
It's like somebody brought extra headphones.
And couldn't make them work. Remember that part?
Oh, I remember that part.
Chief Engineer Snot. Thank you.
At least I tried.
At least I tried. Well, you know what, Bubble? You've already heard it, so I played it for you. Now, before we get into our weekly checkup, I just want to let you know we had a call a couple weeks ago from a very special guest, and we talked about that. And I tried to respond and have not heard anything back. But I did some digging. My friend Bobo helped me. Bobo had some ties to let's just say he's very well. He's very, very well connected, Bobo, if no pun intended. But he helped me uncover. Wow, this is really awkward. He helped me uncover. We've uncovered something of cultural significance, and apparently, the entire time that Star Trek was going on, somebody, one of the stars who shall remain nameless, was keeping a diary, and these have not been made public. But through the help of Bobo, we found one of these, and so we're going to tease the next segment with this.
William Shatner's personal diary. I'm here in the dressing room at Paramount, Stage 9, and Star Trek, new series, has gone to a second pilot. Thank God NBC gave Gene a chance, and I am the star of that second pilot. Jeff Hunter's out, and thank God. Yeah, he was too damn good looking. And my co-star is Leonard Nimoy. Lenny's a great guy, but the years have to go. He looks like an elf. I can't. Hopefully they change that in the script. It just doesn't work. My co-star is Sally Kellerman, a beautiful, beautiful young woman. And we'll see how this turns out. Like I say, NBC gave Gene the chance to do a second pilot, and I think it will go to series. I think it will go to series and be on the air. I mean, looking at the production values, I mean, the costumes, the special effects, the scenes of the Enterprise whooshing through space. I've seen some clips of the what they did in the first pilot, and it's fantastic. Very realistic, and I think, like I say, it'll go to series, and I'm just very excited. I think it will go on for some time, and that's it. I'm due back on set in just a minute, but I did want to start leaving these recordings for myself, and just as we go along with the series, and I am hopeful and actually sure that the series will live on after this pilot is shot. So here we are in May 1966, and that's it. That's my first...
That's it. So we will be back after the break. Hi guys, welcome back. I just screwed up big time.
Big time.
So here's what we did. We just found out Caitlin got accepted to exhibit her art in an art show in October. When is the dates?
It is October 19th, 2014.
Are you excited?
I'm extremely excited.
Even though Bob was trying to let the wind out of your sail.
Yeah, he did. He did for a little bit, but you know what? I'm going to just keep on sailing.
But you know what?
You with a college degree this time.
Yeah. What color is your sail? Yeah, it has the words B A or B. B-A
Shit.
See that? When you have that with a college degree, okay, that sounds like you're
a anyway. So RAW is the organization and what it is.
What does it stand for?
I'm actually not sure.
Real artistic women.
Really artistic women.
That's what it is.
Really artistic women.
Yeah.
Bobo's been in
line. I just noticed you got the arms of like a young Linda Hamilton.
Terminator 2.
Siempre como.
I'm talking about Black Moon Rising.
No. Siempre como culebra.
Chupacabra.
You bring a lot to the table, Joseph.
First time he's spoken in the last 15 minutes.
Chupacabra. We were talking about Caitlin doing art. So give us the gist.
What RAW is, it's this organization. It's not just Orange County, too. I guess all counties or different cities across the U.S., they basically you go on the website and you create your profile and submit your portfolio and your work. If you want to add images, you can, but I didn't. And so they review your work, and if your work fits a specific show that's coming up sometime soon, they go ahead and email you and say that you've been selected to fit a specific show, according to like subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was selected. So it's been a good day in the day of Caitlin's life.
And
until
Bobo
spat all over my hopes and dreams.
What are you talking about? I'm saying
can we go into why Bobo spat on your hopes?
You can do that if you continue to put your finger where your mic should be.
See what I was doing?
Yes,
I was doing this. I don't know why. I wasn't trying to be dirty. But it ended up being filthy.
Well, because you were watching me, staring at me.
So then Caitlin dropped the bomb and said, "Did you know I'm quitting school?" At which Bobo's ears pricked up.
But I'm not quitting school. I'm still going to take classes. I'm still taking classes that have to do with art and bettering myself as an artist.
There you go.
But no degree. I'm sorry.
That's great. I just want to make sure that you're not going to get a whole bunch of tattoos, dye your hair like platinum, and then go sell organic fruit door to door and say I'm an artist. So that's all.
Is that what you think of me, Bobo?
That was kind
of
dark.
I'm trying to think about how you can better yourself in such a way that will keep you on the
as everyone path in the room is laughing.
There's a meteoric path, and then there's a path that goes.
I can do this. I can do this.
I know you can.
I have
to
settle down.
I can do this. I'm.
There's a weird energy in the room right now because
I
know.
I'm putting up a white flag for the social norm of getting my general ed.
Here's the thing.
What I'm going to do.
Here's the thing. I know that Bobo's messing with you and you don't know.
I don't know.
So it's kind of funny to watch.
It's a sensitive topic. I was so afraid to tell my mom.
What? I'm not messing with you. I'm just saying a degree is very, very helpful.
That's true.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. Like, okay, look. How often do you use a fan brush?
A fan brush?
A fan brush. How often do you use a fucking fan brush?
What are you talking about, a fan brush?
I just bear with me. Just how often do you use it? You've never, right?
I'm going to say never.
However, if you were trying to draw streaks of sunlight, you're going to reach for that fucking fan brush. So if you reach for the fan brush, you have it right there. Instead of taking a brush that you have and it takes you forever, right?
I guess.
Degree is your fan brush. You may not use it. It has no bearing whatsoever, but it's a ray of sunshine, and it's a fucking fan brush. Okay? Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not messing with it.
Bobo, ladies and gentlemen.
Trust me. Cross my heart. Hope you guys stick a needle in my eye.
Gentlemen.
Okay, let's change the subject.
You sound gentlemen?
So much like my dad. It's ridiculous. So much like my dad.
Your dad must be a remarkable man.
He is.
Pretty regularly good looking, I can tell.
Pretty ridiculously good looking. Just like Bobo.
That's why it's like I'm looking like you're looking in a mirror. Do you have a six pack for any chance?
Oh, shoot.
I don't.
You just got told by the best.
Yeah. I'll take it. I'll take it.
You feel probably worse than when you told your mom that you weren't.
Yeah, I feel like.
What did your mom say?
She was like, you know what? I support you.
Yeah, Bobo.
Whatever you want to do, Bobo. She said that she supports me, but she does think
But she's
that
not
if,
going to support you.
But she thinks that if this out. Is the path that I want to take, that I should at least like go to school for like a trade or something. So I still have something to fall back on.
There you go.
So I'm like, I feel like that was better advice than what you just served me.
Bartending school.
Not even. Because I'll tell you why. Because if you have a degree in your given field and you get a doctorate in your given field, then you can teach others because they think you're smart. See? End of story. Anyway.
He just complimented you.
I remind you of your mom.
You look exactly like my mother.
Really?
That's like really weird.
That's kind of cool.
Your mom has a.
That's pretty. Kind of cool.
Your mom has a. Your mom has a the haircut of a 36-year-old lesbian.
Hey.
Oh my God, I see it now.
Right? Oh, we should have bumped. We should have bumped.
Yeah, it's just oh, so many terrible. Germs.
I just gave you Ebola. Thing.
Are you? We talked about Ebola earlier.
Oh yes, I know.
We're all gonna die.
It's fun stuff. Fun stuff. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever. We all got to go sometime.
That's fine.
When I was 12.
We're not in Africa, so don't worry about it.
When I was 12 years old, I helped my daddy build a bomb shelter in the backyard. All right. Anyway.
I think it was more like your padre.
My padre.
It's time for our weekly checkup, everybody. We already listened to a recording from someone's personal diary talking about the episode Where No Man Has Gone Before. Episode 4.
So, okay.
If you're following along on Netflix in the broadcast order, yes.
Were you saying that this episode was supposed to be one of the first? Because Spock was painted green.
Yeah.
Here. And I was like, I'm glad that they steered away from
and
that.
And they're wearing turtlenecks, if you noticed.
Turtlenecks with little patches.
Turtlenecks. Here's the deal. You watched it too, right, Broseph?
I did.
It was awesome, indeed. Wasn't it?
It was freaking amazing. I'm going to open up with question one.
Yes.
Why did Scotty look like he was about to drop the hottest mixtape of 1966 when he was beaming them up? That was incredible. Like,
oh,
he just had his little turntable looking thing. And he's just like.
That would be. He does look like he's working out like a soundboard.
Hey, yo, Scotty. Beam me up.
Here's the deal before we get to Mr. Scott and his Mr. DJ Scott. All right. Caitlin's still trying to recover from the tongue lashing she received.
The thrashing she received.
I did nothing. Just covering my bridges down. Must be getting senile.
He's doing Shatner for the rest of the day. You should have given her that speech in Shatner. That's what you should have done.
It would have.
You're going to finish school. That's a direct order, Mister. That's my horrible Shatner.
It's Karate Chopper right after team.
Yeah. Right in the throat.
Karate Chopper, do a somersault and then flip me over your shoulder.
The backwards somersault to a person he hadn't even looked at yet. He was like, even looking that direction.
I know.
It just bam. I have a feeling I need a somersault backwards for some reason.
Here we go. The reason
with his little tin gun,
the whole
that shot rainbows and unicorns. Unicorns cried everywhere.
The whole reason that so, I'll give you the little background since you were here, Joseph. They shot an original pilot with a different actor, and NBC decided, well, you know, we like the idea. That's right, Jeffrey Hunter, who you know from The Searchers, which is one of my all-time favorite westerns. Great John Ford movie. Mm-hmm. He plays the half-breed nephew of John Wayne. Anyway.
The Apache.
Viva my Apache.
I got a story about John Wayne for you. I'll tell you in a minute.
All right.
It's interesting.
Here we go. So NBC said, you know, we like this idea, but we don't think people are going to be able to connect. If you can do a story that more people can relate to, we'll pick the show up. So they ended up doing Where No Man Has Gone Before, which was the episode that you saw. The reason it's came in third or fourth in the viewing order is because they were trying to finish all these special effects, and they were just as the special effects were shipped to the studio, they could cut each show together. So that episode actually wasn't ready to air until, or I think they used it because it was done and they needed a show. And they're texting each other. What's wrong?
Nothing.
What's going on over there? Are you guys bumping phones?
Nice.
What are you doing?
Banking. I needed to charge my phone.
I guess banking phones.
Banking phones.
So That's why this episode was used. That's why it came in third. But so it looked different because it was actually the second pilot. So there's actually a different doctor.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Uhura's not there. Scotty and Sulu are there. Mm-hmm.
Dude, who's that young Brosif who just got strangled by the...
You like that?
That was awesome.
They
just pulled a straight-up Game of Thrones on this homie.
And then they skimmed over it. Like, it was just...
It was no big deal.
He was like, I can strangle any bitch. Then he died.
And then he strangled that bitch.
I thought that dude was just so nonchalant. Like, I forget what he was doing. He's just like, no worries in the world. What else?
So the plot of the episode is that they find a probe in space. The Enterprise finds a probe, and they realize it's ejected. It had been ejected from a ship that had been lost, how many years earlier? Like 200 years or something earlier?
It was 200 years.
And they found out that the captain was furiously looking for any knowledge, any information regarding ESP. And so they can't figure out why the captain wanted to know so much about ESP. They fly through this rainbow void. I forget what it was.
Okay,
there's
hold on.
A barrier.
Yeah. Let's just touch base on that before.
Why would you fly through that if you knew it destroyed another ship?
They died, but let's just see.
I got a couple points I'm going to bring up real quick. All
right.
So first of all, the title of this effing episode, where no man has gone before.
Yes.
They went.
Bitch. They done been there. Sorry. Second of all, it's got no radiation, no physical matter. Nothing freaky going on there, but apparently people just get shocked for no apparent reason when passing through this fucking strip of whatever the fuck. But even better is they get on the other side of this goddamn thing where one ship has been before. And when they gotta drop off, what's his name? Mitchell, yeah. When they have to, like, drop off Mitchell, they're like, oh, we know exactly where this planet is that was obviously inhabited before.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it was literally where no man had gone before. I think it was the idea that he was becoming a god.
You gotta convey that.
They did.
There's a lot of focus on that.
He had silver eyes, dude.
Obviously, I get that.
Have you seen my eyes?
Yes.
But they were like...
They're full of tears after the tongue-lashing Bobo just gave you.
Are you ready to leave the galaxy?
I cry silver.
Bobo's tuned out. What happened, Bobo?
I'm reading the synopsis of the story.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, thanks for joining along, because these two could have been here the whole time.
Thank you.
I know. After he's like, no, I don't want to be on it. You know what's great about all this, Caitlin? I'm just thinking, just to digress for a second... You actually chased him down in the street to go get him to bring him back.
I did.
And then he yelled at you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
No, he didn't. It's fine.
What? Verbal abusement that you just received.
I did. It was actually really hard getting out of that door.
By the way, yes, we saw that. And secondly, just a quick point. We're going to get back to this episode. My nephew's expletive fueled tirade is one of the reasons we got nominated for Best Podcast at a Christian Film Festival.
What episode did we watch?
Wait, what?
No, when you were just saying that, when you were swearing. That's one of the reasons that right there. So, but yeah, I think they were referring to the fact that no man had gone to the level of being a god before, like elevated to that level.
Yeah, I just like to poke fun.
But it was good. What I want to know is, if you're the captain, you know that purple, you know, the purple area destroyed a ship. Why are you going to fly your ship in there? You know what I mean?
He just pulled a Steve Irwin. He was like, this is the most dangerous snake in the world. Let's see what happens when I poke it with this stick.
But Captain Kirk did say that the engines of the old ship wouldn't have had enough power to pull them out of wherever. And their mission is to explore. They have a standing order to explore anything unknown. So that kind of explains why.
Just constantly risking their lives.
Who signs up for this crap?
You don't. That's the thing about the military. It's like you're on the ship now. There's no, you know what I mean?
It didn't do like any damage to the exterior.
Never.
Like, whatsoever.
No.
But all of their boards exploded.
Oh, or like.
You know, I know. I love that it's the 23rd century and they don't have circuit breakers. That's my.
How like.
And
no,
dust
like,
falls from the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's like dust and concrete. It's like, what's the ship made out of? Why is sand falling from the ceiling? It looks cool, like, but it's like.
These control boards, that's just spontaneously combusting. Yeah, yeah. William Shatner's like, I need somebody on that control board. And I'd just be like, screw that, bro.
I'm not touching that at all.
That's your captain. But what I do like...
The special effects when he got shocked, when he all of a sudden turned sideways and it was like, oh, I didn't know what happened.
They just did a negative. They just did a negative.
And I was like, oh, I think he just got electrocuted. You're like,
did my internet just drop for a second?
I like how... And like they get shocked for the first time, and then like everybody just starts dropping after. They're like, oh, sir, we lost 9 people. And he's just like, all right, moving on.
The Enterprise, man.
It was no big deal, and they never touch base on the fact that like 9 of your homies died.
They're
like,
not his homies. Homies. His homies are on the bridge.
And none of your...
He has a home.
That's down at... Spock is his homie. That's down in steerage, man. That's the bottom level of Titanic. Captain
you
Kirk can't
are
be bought.
Phaser fodder.
Down there, yeah. You know what? You do bring up a good point, though. Who are my homies? Spock, you said he was green. He was also very different. He hasn't nailed down the character yet, so he's yelling a lot.
Yeah, and
he's
eyebrows are...
He's yelling his orders.
More...
Oh, God, those eyebrows are just... Yeah.
He's yelling his
on
orders.
Point.
Sensors, Captain! He's doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
And also, Kirk is a little bit more of a jerk to him because when he's telling him, like, you have to kill this guy, like, you have no choice but to kill this guy, he's being logical, Kirk's like, get out of here. Like, he's just like, it's not his usual, like, he doesn't sit there and, like, consider what he's saying. He's just like, get out of here. Don't you understand? This is a bad decision. Or what does he say? I don't remember, but.
You play an irritating game of chess.
Well, you did bring up a good point just about the panels blowing up. Is one thing I love about the Enterprise bridge is that if somebody does get taken out, anybody else can jump into that spot. It's like, you know what I mean? Like Captain
no
Kirk's,
specialty whatsoever. Yeah,
no, I think they're cross-trained. I think everybody, that's a good idea.
Everybody is replaceable.
But that's smart to do because then you're not like, oh, Spock's dead. Like, now what do we do? Well, somebody else can jump on his station and do what he needs to do. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, like, there's always one, you have one friend that's good at, like, programming your DVR or something, and then that friend's not there, and you're like, I can't get Game of Thrones to record. Why isn't this happening?
Programming your DVR.
And by friend, I mean my wife. All right, now, what do you think, I wanted to ask you specifically, Caitlin, what you thought of the line where she said, women as professionals tend to overcompensate. Remember, she says that. She says that idea where he's like, you were cold to me at first.
I remember that.
And she says, well, you know, women as... Do you think that that's true? Or do you think that's like 60s sexism? Or was he really trying...
That's sexism, for sure.
No, I think you guys really try to overcompensate.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe not me. I don't know. I couldn't really relate.
Yeah, I don't know. It was.
To be honest, I didn't really think much of it.
Well, at the time, though, I think this is the first show that's really showing women in those roles where, like, you're a scientist.
She's a doctor.
She's a doctor. Yeah. Not a lot of people. You know, you had any medical shows, the girl was always
the
nurse.
But they're like, oh, but this is years in advance, so women can be doctors.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just like, but in the end, like, she's overcome by her emotions.
That is true.
I mean, yeah, she winds up, like, kind of saving the day, like, having that little zap war back and forth with him. Like, they just stuck a fork in an outlet or something. Like.
It reminded me of Harry Potter when Voldemort and Harry have that lightning battle. It's very...
Very 60s TV.
And they turn purple. That's why I was like, it's very anticlimactic because it's not like...
Yeah.
They had more intense music for the scene cuts than they did for that scene where they were... It was like
you did get to see the phaser
Shatner.
Rifle,
Shatner goes into like a closed door, da-da, and then they're doing like a lightning battle, and it's just like
doot doot doot.
Exactly.
But you did get to see Kirk punch some people.
Mario, is that what you were
seeing? I was seeing
Mario. Let's talk about Kirk. You wanted to talk about it earlier. Kirk and the let's talk about that fight scene.
Dude, I hope Kirk is never a pimp because he would backhand the shit out of somebody. Good God.
I will show you a video of that. Somebody put all the Star Trek fight scenes together.
Oh, there needs to be a William Shatner like workout video.
First thing you do is slap the ground to make sure it absorbs the blow. You missed that from last episode. That was one of his. I just fixed my earphones by banging them really hard.
Banging. That was banging my earphones.
Banging my earphones. Did you enjoy the physicality? Did you enjoy the physicality of a young William Shatner?
I just hope that there's every episode.
Like a lizard fight? You said he fights like a lizard? Is that what
you
said?
No, I was talking about wizard lightning battles.
Oh, wizard. I thought you meant he like moved around like a lizard.
Those lizard lightning battles, though. Be real for a second.
Where it's like Pokemon.
Pokemon. But I hope that every episode there is a William Shatner fight scene. There's got to be, right? Okay.
Yeah, plenty of. I was telling you, your next two episodes get really Shatnerific.
Good.
The next one is the one with speaking of Ebola and fist bumps, it's the one where the disease breaks out on the ship.
Which one?
The one it's passed by touch, and everybody's inhibitions are.
Was that where Sulu gets the rip?
Yeah.
That's
and
a
then,
good one.
Then the one after that is the one where you have. The duality of man, the Jungian thing.
Giddy.
The what?
The duality of man, the Jungian thing.
Where he goes through the transport.
Yeah. We don't want to give anything away. Yes. That's very Shatner.
That one's excellent.
You're going to hit the heights of Shatner on that one.
That was excellent. Oh,
man. Now, you did like DJs. You did like that soundboard he had set up for the transporter where he's.
Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That's a good setup. I noticed one shot where they get out of the elevator or turbo lift, as we're going to call it in the future. And you could actually see the bridge from the whole bridge. You actually see the front, which you never see. It's always shot from the view screen looking at Kirk or Kirk looking at the view screen. You actually do get a quick shot of the whole actual circular set, which I think that's the only time they ever show it.
It's pretty cool. They did that something in the new movie where Spock was in the turbo lift and it's one continual scene. He's in engineering, and then when the door opens again, it's the bridge, you know, and you just take it for granted. But I was thinking, like, how the hell did they do that? Did they rotate it or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Sound stages or something? It was pretty cool.
They did that with Hard Boiled. There's a scene where they go in the elevator, and there's no cut, and they get on another floor.
Right.
And you can tell that somebody just, like, hurriedly either, like, pushed part of a set together. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they just went further down the hall. You know, so, but what did you think of the episode all in all?
It was probably one of my favorites so far.
Excellent.
Because
what are our criteria? We have the writing, the story. What did you think?
I would say that it definitely a 9.
And the acting?
We said that the acting is not even a category because it's always going to be bad.
And the fighting?
The fighting, I would say this fight scene was, I appreciated the length.
Well,
because,
don't you always? Because
it felt like the part.
Get your finger back in that microphone.
Yeah, put that finger in the microphone hole. Go for it. Here's what I thought about the fight scene.
Yes.
Okay. So she zaps him and his silver eyes go away. So it's kind of like his shield
he
is gone. I thought of it as like a boss scene in a video game.
To
where his shield's gone so you can get a couple punches in. And she's like, you gotta hurry. And then his eyes came back. And I was man, you missed your chance. You haven't. That bar hasn't gone down yet.
Yeah.
I'm like, you gotta wait again.
He's not ready anymore.
I related. I don't know if there's anyone who's listening who's
perfect.
Played Kingdom Hearts, but...
There's
a specific
Joseph's
boss
in love.
Where you're it's in the you're fighting Riku and
in
it's
the
hardest one.
Yes! With the staircases.
That's the worst one, and for me I related because that was just awful. That scene, I was just like, God, man, you gotta hurry. And she even told him, you don't have anyone in the video games being like, all right, man, you're running out of time.
All you need is a phaser rifle.
And
Captain Kirk proof.
Or maybe just like a silver-eyed doctor mid-death on the floor telling
you.
And you can still, you can hear Ansem's voice with Riku, too.
See, look at him.
Well, okay, I'll just talk about Kingdom Hearts all day. Back to Star Trek. All
right. So, Joseph, what did you think of this episode? What do you give it as far as the story?
The story, I feel like it. I mean, obviously, it's 1966, so it could have been written better. But there were actually a couple underlying themes that I really found interesting. Like William Shatner has a line, and he says, "The biggest thing a god should have is compassion."
Or, yes.
Like, the most important thing a god should have is compassion. And I was like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah, there
Shatner,
are some really
writing.
Deep. There are some really good writing in the show, and that's what we want to stress.
And
that
then, like,
even though it's cheap, and sometimes there's some really good writing and some good ideas that are going to be put forward.
Yeah,
exactly. Like I'm going to give it a 10 because there were a couple of points where, like, first of all, it's like your best friend for 15 years, but you have this struggle between like I'm a captain and I have to do my job, or like, but it's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you make that decision like that? I was thinking about that. Like, If it was Marky, I would just leave him on the plane and call it a day. But
as Marky from, removes his glasses.
But like, if it was Marky, like I don't think I could just leave him like that. Like that's an incredibly.
It is.
It's an ultimatum. That's pretty gnarly. And then just the fact that.
Wait, who has the silver eyes? You or Marky?
Marky has a silver eyes.
Got a silver eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, just go. Like, I'm good. I got silver eyes. I'm a god. Have fun.
You're all Riddick.
And I like.
Ooh, yeah. I get to see in the dark. What do you get? Just fly away, buddy.
Take your ship in your face.
I like how they talk about even how another really good line was, you will increase in power, but will you ever increase in wisdom?
Oh, that's true.
And that's a big deal. Like, what is power without wisdom? And how do you even gain wisdom?
That's true.
And like, that one was really, really cool. Yeah.
I want you to start watching all the episodes.
No, I watched it today and like, it was super cheesy and it's cool. Cause like, I was entertained by surely how cheesy it was,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time for like 45 minutes, like I was entertained and I was pissed every time my little brother had me like pause it to like go do something for him. Cause I was like, I was really into it. And like, now I really, really want to watch all these.
Watch all of them. They're really good. Like, they're awesome. And you get Shatner as an ice cream on top.
Exactly.
You get a little philosophy and a lot of Shatner. It's really, really good. Suck it.
No.
All right, that's
so
my
card on top.
What's up? What were you saying?
Episode rating.
I love it.
I give that one at least a 9.5.
If I was a kid and that was the first show, I would totally have. I would have watched.
Did you watch Of Gods and Men?
No, you told me about it though. We have to watch it with her because Charlie's in it.
Charlie shows up.
Oh my god!
And the whole idea is Charlie goes back and kills Captain Kirk's mother before Kirk is even born. So he sets this whole different timeline going on.
God, like, Charlie has just got some
serious. Did Superboy just punch the universe
beef.
Back
yeah,
in place?
That's exactly what happened. Exactly. Is it animated?
No, it's all acted out. It's a fan made video, but it was before J.J. Abrams did the reboot, and there's a lot of stuff that's similar to.
Oh, okay.
Cool. You know,
but then the other guy that shows up is Gary Mitchell. Gary Mitchell shows back up again. He's the leader of the Federation, takes over the Federation. He's a leader now. And it's kind of interesting.
We'll have to check it out.
I don't remember. I saw both of the new Star Trek-like movies that came out, but I don't remember.
This one was a fan-based movie.
Yeah,
you know,
but
so it's totally different with the original cast, you know, all aging and stuff.
My question is, in any of the new ones, including that one, even though it was fan-made, is William Shatner still throwing karate chops around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, in the last full, which is the Undiscovered Country, which was, what, 80, no, 92?
Well, I'm talking about the one we had in 2013.
No, he's not. Oh, Kirk?
Yeah.
Kirk still fights, but not William Shatner.
Oh, yeah,
it's
Kirk,
Chris
whatever.
Pine.
Yeah, Kirk.
Just, oh, yeah.
Chris Pine gets his ass kicked.
Yeah, he does. In the new one a lot, yeah. God. Well, guys, this is gonna do it for this week's episode.
Favorite Shatner moment.
Oh, yeah. What was your favorite Shatner moment?
I liked when he was just continuously zapped by and so him falling to his knees a lot.
Oh, yeah. He did another scream.
And
how about when he's making him pray? He's doing that.
Oh, yes, the praying. No. And his hair is like flipping forward from being like gelled back.
Well, it's a toupee.
It's a toupee.
Holy crap.
There you go. There's a little secret for you. That we just dropped the bomb on you.
Too many bombs
baby.
Are dropped.
I didn't need to know that. You just ruined everything.
No,
for me.
It makes it better.
It does make it better.
You're going to be looking for it. All right, guys. So for the boys, the Blue Corsair and Miguel, thank you, boys. For Joseph, our special guest. For Caitlin Despain, our special guest star. For El Bobo, our other special guest, the regulator, we'll call him today.
The regulator.
They're going to fight after this. They're going to rumble.
We're going to do a real Shatner
you guys are
fight.
Gonna
say, like, how do we get wisdom? That's a very good question.
I'm like scared for him to break this down for me.
Bam, right there. You stay in school.
All right. I love you guys.
Beauty school drop.
I can't tell. Everyone I've told, including myself, has sang that song.
Wow.
Is that true?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. I expect it.
I expect it. You should have sang it as George Takei.
Beauty school dropout. No graduation.
It's not going to get better than that. So we will say.
Oh, my.
This transmission ends.
Oh, is me? Oh, I'm on. This transmission ends now.